What did my dad leave me with? I wanted to check my old man's last will and see if he left me anything. Dad was so filthy rich that he even hid his gold and diamonds in the garden. Although we might not have been on the best of terms with each other, I was eager to read his will and testament to know if he passed any of his wealth to me. As his son and to my sister, his daughter, I honestly did not know if he had disowned me, so I wanted to know. As I was thumbing through his testament, I stumbled across what he wrote for me and my sister that said, "I will be your father and you shall be my son and daughter." Phew! So he did not disown us. Now, if that is true, then I have to do some serious reading and studying of his testament to see what he left me and promised me in his last will. I am what you would consider a poor man. My clothes are shabby. I go to the soup line for some food and I feel sick. Well, maybe I'm not that poor, but I'm sick of myself and sick with this disaster-headed world. I better start studying what he was like to see what he wants me to do to get to my part of the inheritance. Dad was extremely intelligent, and I didn't really understand his testament very well, so I needed some advice how to read this and where to find the things that he promised me personally. I knew that Dad had left a copy of his testament with his lawyer, so I went to see him. The gentleman was very polite and treated me as if he knew me. I introduced myself. "Hi, my name is Johan." I felt slightly embarrassed about my appearance, as I had fallen on tough times. I asked the gentleman if Dad had left me any address for a tailor or told me where I could get some decent clothes. "Look, Johan, here your dad says, why worry about clothes?" Yeah, that was easy for him to say. He had the dough. Let me finish. He wrote here, "Look at the flowers in my garden. They don't work or spin cloth. But you know that even the greatest king that ever lived, Solomon, in all his glory, did not look as beautiful as these. Johan, you are more important than a flower, so he will definitely clothe you." You don't have much faith in your father, do you? I don't. As his teachers often said, "We'll tell your dad and he'll be angry." But now you say it's a faith thing. So do I have to go to church again? No, it says here that faith is the thing that you hope for and the evidence of things that you have not yet seen. Let me explain. If I would want to give you my motorbike, I would first want to get it ready for you. If I really wanted to give it, then as evidence, I'll give you the ownership papers. So you'll be assured that you will receive it when it's ready. "Yes, sir, I would be shocked and say thank you so much. Thank you very much." You are thankful. Why? "Because I know that you will give it, seeing I have the ownership papers in my hand." Exactly. That's what faith is. You believe that piece of paper, why not believe your dad's paper? The ownership paper is legally binding, sir. Yes, and so is your dad's will. Sir, did he make any provision for food? Come, let's go out for lunch. Don't worry saying what shall I eat or what shall I drink or what clothes shall I wear. Only the people that don't know his last will and testament worry about that, as he made provision for all of these things. You see, Johan, you were estranged from your dad, and honestly, you kind of messed up. But I can guarantee you that if you want to do his will, above all, then these things shall be taken care of. So you mean to tell me that if I live by his standard, then I will be fine, and he has given provision to take care of me? Yes, you got it. And he also heals. No, it can't be, as I feel as sick as a dog. Let's go for lunch. Maybe you'll feel better after food. Do you remember your big brother? Somewhat. What about him? Didn't he get killed? Yes, he did. But 3 days later, after his death, he came back to life. Possibly. How can you believe something like that? You seem like a man with some intelligence. Isn't this for old ladies and little children? Do you really think that's true? Anyway, him being the oldest, he was always a lot closer to Dad than me. Johan, but the reason I know that it is true and he heals, I have some papers from the hospital which I can show you after lunch. I had cancer and only had a few days left to live. The priest had come to give me the last sacrament, and I had already said goodbye to my daughter as she lives in Canada. And I was thumbing through your dad's testament, and my eyes fell on that passage which read, "By his stripes I am healed." This was about your big brother. These stripes were 39 lashes of a whip which had three leather straps attached to it with pieces of lead embedded at the end of each strap. Bastards! They did that to him? I thought he was a good guy. Didn't he make wine and refuse to condemn that lady who did some hanky-panky? Didn't he also help that guy who was cutting himself? Let me first finish my story. So I'm lying on the bed and I'm reading this from your dad's will, so I read it again. By his stripes I am healed. Wait a minute. You mean to say that by his stripes I am healed? No, that can't be, as I am practically a dead man. But then it says, I am healed by his stripes. Now he already got his stripes. So if this is true, then that means that I must be healed. Well, then so be it. I kept repeating this line. He's already got his stripes, so I'm healed. Here, this is a photo of me 20 years ago. I started thanking him for the stripes that he took and also thanking him that I was healed, as that is what he promised me. I already knew your dad a bit, and I knew that he was not a man that would lie in his will. I started feeling better and better, and after a few more tests, I was declared healed and dismissed from the hospital. Yeah, but you're one of the lucky ones. He would never do something like that for me. Well, why would you say that? Aren't you his son? If he can do that for me, he will definitely do it for you. Don't forget you are a part of him. You even look like him, whether you like it or not. If you can be thankful for what your dad promised you and what your older brother went through to help you through this jungle of life, then you might be a bit more appreciative of them. Sorry, sir. Johan, you don't owe me an apology, but maybe you owe them one. Maybe I do, sir. Are you homeless, Johan? My sister lets me stay with her at times, but honestly, I am rough sleeping quite often. Would you like a house to call your home? Sir, please, that is one of my secret dreams. Let me show you when we get back to my office. Thank you, sir. I appreciated the lunch. My pleasure. Now that we are back, your dad writes here, my children shall have a place of retreat. It shall be for a shadow in the daytime from the heat, a place of refuge, and a cover from storm and from rain. Wow, you mean he promised that too? What else do you need, Johan? Well, the other knife. A fellow pulled a knife on me and was going to stab me for no reason. So if possible, I need protection. Read this, Johan. You shall not be afraid, for a terror by night. 1,000 shall fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not touch you. Here, read this too, what your dad wrote. I'll supply all your needs according to my riches. I mean, what else do you want? He will take care of you. But first of all, you need to start living by his principles. That means no more lying and start helping others. You have to keep your word and let your yes be yes and your no be no. You gotta tell him that you are sorry that you got away from him, because you can see your dad only wants the very best for you. Sir, I don't know if I can do that, as I'm not as strong a character as you. Ha! You make me laugh. Your older brother said that you can do everything because you have the same blood and that he will strengthen you. Why don't you get to know him again? You know, Aristotle, that Greek philosopher, said it is not because you are strong in character that you make the right decision. It is because you make the right decision that you become strong in character. Sir, you have an answer for everything. I need some time to think it over. Johan, in the end, the decision rests solely with you. If you want to be a son and stick to your decision, then he will be again your dad and you will be his son and inherit everything. But the decision is yours. Sir, can you keep the offer open for 1 week? And I will be back with a yes or a no. I went back the next day to say that I had decided. What happened to your arm, Johan? Last night I wanted to be alone to think things over, and as I was dozing off to sleep, that fellow came back and almost stuck his knife in my throat. But I turned in time and he got my arm. I want to change my life. I want out of this mess and honor my dad and be proud to be his son again so he can be proud of me. But as you can see, I am weak and I need a teacher. Can you teach me? I noticed his eyes watered. He stood up from behind his desk and he gave me the biggest hug. You know, Johan, I would love to. You remind me of my son who passed away. You can stay with me for now if you so wish. Then we can study your father's will together until you feel the need to fly the nest. I would be very honored, sir, but why do you trust me so much? Because I know your father, and now that you want to be like him, I think you will turn out all right, as the apple does not fall too far from the tree. Here is a list of the provisions of my dad's will if I decide to live by his principles and do my best to stick to them. So there is no disowning me, which it says in 2 Corinthians 6:18. I'll have decent clothing, Matthew 6:28-30. I have evidence of his promises, Hebrews 11:1. My daily food is supplied, Matthew 6:31-32. If I fall sick, he heals me, Isaiah 53:5. He won't lie to me, Numbers 23:19. I've got housing, Proverbs 14:26 and Isaiah 4:6. I've got protection, Psalms 91:5-7. All my needs are supplied, Philippians 4:19. Amazing things await me, 1 Corinthians 2:9. My brother strengthens me, Philippians 4:13. And I get to inherit everything, Revelation 21:7. At johanpeters.in you'll find 65 plus pamphlets and 9 books. All are free, no cookies and no info requests. And let's tell the world about my father and older brother.